Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Wheat Watch 2016. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission proud to be working recently with the Home Baking Association, helping sponsor 4 days of hands-on workshops for more than 40 family and consumer science educators from across the state of Oklahoma. The Baking Built Steam workshop was conducted in partnership with the Oklahoma Career Tech, Stillwater High School's Family and Consumer Sciences Program, Shawnee Mills, as well as the Wheat Commission. Participants learned about measurements, ingredients, refrigerated doughs, yeast doughs, food safety, and how to make whole wheat dough into pizza crust, which was lunch for the first day. The Home Baking Association is an advocate for increased home baking by providing tools and knowledge to perpetuate generations of home bakers. Visit their website for a wonderful collection of how-to videos, recipes, curriculum, and other multiple resources, homebaking.org. And you can learn more about what the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is up to. Go to their website, okwheat.org.
Cattle futures made new contract lows today. We were down $4.50 on September feeders at 130.37. Again, that was the maximum that they can sell off in 1 day. If you go back just a few weeks ago, back to the high that was in the middle part of August, was near 150, and currently, of course, just above 130. So a $20 sell-off in just under 1 month. And then going back to the end of August, August 31st, we've had about a $12 sell-off. So really disappointing ag or cattle markets and meat markets here. Live cattle, not down quite as hard, but down pretty sharp. We were down 207 in October and 207 in D's. Box beef at midday was slightly higher after a huge crash on Friday, up 28 cents on choice at 191.37. Select was up 31 cents at 187.38. We finished last week with some pretty negative cash trade, 107 in Kansas, 108 in Texas. Both of those were significantly lower than the previous week. And then the idea is that the tropical storms and hurricanes on the East Coast really slowed down the beef demand over the holiday weekend. All of that combined left us where we were here, down sharply, down in the triple digits.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, just exactly how'd those grains end up here this afternoon?
Mixed trade today for grain futures and relative to other ag markets, they were pretty quiet. Corn was down 1.5 cents. Wheat was down 1.5 to 3 cents. And then soybeans were the one bright spot, up about 6 cents across the board there. The big thing we've been watching, or the trade's been watching, is yield reports. Friday, FC Stone released theirs. Now they're saying the soybean yield could be as high as 50.1 bushels an acre, larger than what the USDA said. And that put the corn crop, or soybean crop, at 4.163 billion bushels. FC Stone's yield for corn was bigger than USDA. They're saying 175.6 bushels per acre and 15.195 billion bushels. So really large bean and corn crop out of them. Informa, of course, was similar. Beans 49.5. bushels an acre, and then corn was 174.8. The thing that's interesting about these is they keep getting larger as time goes on. Last time they were around the 170 marker for both of those. One outside factor is the U.S. dollar today is down 98 points at 94.86. That's under extreme pressure and lifting some commodities, not lifting them maybe as much as you would think, given it's down as much as it is.
Justin, how can folks get more information from you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.